This is Morning Edition. The Republican-led General Assembly approved a $23 billion budget plan after much debate over teacher pay and infrastructure spending. But one item went largely overlooked, the repeal of a statute funneling state money to nonprofits providing low-income clients with legal assistance. Rusty Jacobs reports.
$1.6 million. That's how much GOP leaders snatched away from three legal aid organizations when they repealed the Access to Civil Justice Act in this year's budget, a sum that amounted to what one lobbyist called a rounding error. But a drop in the bucket to state coffers equals a kick in the gut to the groups that use the money to help low-income clients avoid eviction, obtain disability benefits, and seek domestic violence protection. Ken Shore is executive director of Charlotte-based Legal Services of Southern Piedmont, which stands to lose around $130,000.
So this legislature has really repudiated its role in funding legal assistance for low-income people.
Shore says the budget cut means reducing staff and serving up to 500 fewer clients per year. Enacted in 1989, the Access to Civil Justice Act, or ACJ, provided funding for Pisgah Legal Services, Legal Services of Southern Piedmont, and the largest of the three groups, Legal Aid of North Carolina.
Thank you for calling the Legal Aid Helpline. This is Blaine. Can you tell me briefly what you're calling about today?
Like the other organizations, Legal Aid serves low-income clients below 125% of the federal poverty level.
So that means a family of four making about $45,000 or less, or an individual making less than $15,000.
George Housen is Legal Aid of North Carolina's executive director. He says repeal of the ACJ could mean serving up to 8,000 fewer clients each year.
Those people that can't afford a lawyer are going to lose their benefit. They're going to get a default judgment. They're going to be evicted.
Housen is talking about clients like Jessica Gayadin. Gayadin is a 39-year-old single mother of three enrolled at Wake Technical Community College. Sitting in the student services building on the first day of the semester, Gayadin recalls just how much legal aid helped her and her children.
I probably would have ended up in a shelter with my children because I had no job. I had no education at that time either. I was just starting. And I didn't even have a vehicle. I didn't have a license. I had nothing.
Legal aid first helped her obtain a domestic violence protective order. But Gayadin's ex-husband had controlled the finances. Without him, she couldn't cover the mortgage payments on her home. A second legal aid attorney worked with her for more than a year securing extensions, ultimately preventing foreclosure. And a third lawyer with legal aid helped her get child support. Gayadin says the assistance helped her get back on her feet, and most importantly, her kids had a stable home and could stay in the good schools they were attending.
I was able to, again, start my life over and go to school, go to work peacefully, because they were handling the situation for me.
Gayadin says as a full-time student with a low-wage job at McDonald's, she never would have been able to afford a private attorney. In explaining the repeal of the ACJ, House Speaker Tim Moore told the Associated Press he had concerns about overzealous lawyering by legal aid attorneys in landlord-tenant suits. Moore's communications director, Joseph Kaiser, reframed the rationale for the budget cut. In an email statement, Kaiser pointed out the state funding was a fraction of what the legal aid nonprofits get from the federal government and from private and corporate grants. Kaiser also noted that lawmakers preserved funds earmarked for domestic violence cases. George Housen says the repeal is appalling because it sends a bad message.
As lawmakers, as government, we want to extol the virtues of equal justice under law. I mean, that's what we're about. That's our bedrock principle, and I think the state needs to stand for that.
For now, legislative leaders have decided the cause of equal justice will have to make do without an additional $1.5 million from the state. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.